Welcome to Torah Imecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shulamit Rubin, and today we are studying Rus, Chapter 2, Perek Beis. Perek Aleph ends with the two destitute women, Rus and Naomi, arriving in Beis Lechem. How will they survive? And what would their physical and spiritual survival be predicated upon? The first clue to the successful outcome of this dire predicament is introduced with the opening words of Perek Beis. Ulenaami modal isha, ish gibar chayel, mimishpachat Elimelech ushmo Boaz. Naomi had a relative of her husband who was described as an ish gibar chayel, and his name was Boaz. When Rus hears of this man, her sensitive spiritual soul intuited that her destiny was to collect in his field. And so she says, Elchana hasadeh, I shall go to the field, with the definite article. Hey Haidia, she was confident that she would find favor there, but she didn't know where to find the property. It is clear that she didn't want to bother Naomi with her plan. Perhaps she felt that it would be demeaning to her mother-in-law if she would specifically ask for the location of Boaz's field. After all, Naomi had not directed her there. And so the Medrash Lakach Tov tells us that a heavenly messenger actually led her to the field. So what appears to be mikra, happenstance, is actually divine intervention. When Boaz arrives at the field, he apprehends the divine presence that accompanies Rus and graces his field. And he declares to the reapers, Hashem imachem, God indeed is with you. I mentioned yesterday that I wanted to show you how Rus is solidly grounded and representative of the three pillars of Judaism. In Perek Aleph, we saw the Amud HaTorah, her sincere conversion and acceptance of the 613 mitzvos is highlighted throughout that chapter. And here, Gemilus Chesed, loving kindness, is clearly the theme. Famously, Rabbi Zeira in Rus Rabbah says, Migilah zu ein ba lo tuma velo tara lo iser velo heter velama nechtava lelamedcha kama sachar tov legomle chasadim. Reb Zira said, what's with this Megillah? It has no halachos that deal with purity and impurity, what is permitted and what is not. Why indeed was it written? To teach us how great and good is the recompense for those who do acts of loving kindness. Now, of course, we know that there are many halachos that you can glean from this Megillah. We have the Matnos Aniyim, Leket, Shichacha, and Peah. We have this famous halacha of Amoni and Moavi lo yavo b'kal Hashem, and how the women folk were permitted. We have Hilchos Geirus about conversion and how to properly dissuade and then accept a convert, amongst others. But what Rav Zira, I believe, is saying here is that all of those halachos perhaps could be learned from other sources. But it is this Megillah that highlights, like no other source, how great is the reward for those who do chesed. While every perek is permeated with chesed, it is in this central core of the Megillah, Prakim Beis and Gimel, that we really see chesed highlighted. And of course, these prakim will lead us to Perek Dalet, which is the denouement of the Megillah, and as Reb Zira said, it will demonstrate the matan sachar, the great reward, for it is in that perek that we see the genealogy of David HaMelech, the Ne'im Zmiros Yisrael, who, with the building of the Beis HaMikdash and the composition of Tehillim, represents the most exalted form of our final pillar, Avoda. Let us now go directly to a conversation between Rus and Boaz, which is actually initiated by his display of chesed. Now, when I say his display of chesed, I don't mean that Boaz allowed her to collect the matnos aniyim, because that was his mitzvah. He was obligated to do it. But he extends to her other acts of chesed, as he tells her that he will protect her, he will allow her to drink from water that has already been drawn, and behind the scenes, he also acts to make sure that she will get food that she can bring back to her mother-in-law with dignity, so she doesn't feel like she's the recipient of tzedakah. Ruth is overwhelmed by this demonstration of chesed, and she says to Boaz, after she falls literally on her face and bows to the ground, she says, "Madua matzasi chen be'enecha lahakireni v'anochi nochriya? Why is it that you recognize me and that you are showing me favor? I am a foreigner." But Boaz says, "No, no. Hu geid hu gadli kol asher asis es chamoseich acharei mos ishech." It was told to me, the double lashon, it was told to me in the street and in the marketplace. It is the talk of town, everything that you did for your mother-in-law after your husband died. You left your father and your mother's home and the land of your birth to assist her and to follow her to a foreign land. And then he says, Yeshalem Hashem pa'aleich utehi maskurtech shleima me'im Hashem Elokei Yisrael. You should be rewarded for this from God, from the very God whom you have come to shelter beneath his wing. And so we see here that all aspects of Rus are demonstrated here. The chesed, the Torah, and the matan schar tov, the reward that she will receive for all of this, which will lead to avoda, as he says, and the Bach interprets, maskurtech shlema can also be read as maskurtech shlomo, the same letters, shin lamed mem he, that her descendant will build the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what Boaz is highlighting here, and where he disagrees with her, is that no, you are not a Nochriya. You are one of us. You have come to shelter beneath the wing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for that, Rus takes great comfort. While Chesed is the theme of the Megillah, there's also a subtle counter theme, actually a foil for the chesed that this Megillah is replete with. That foil is lack of chesed. For every display of chesed, there is almost an identical twin pairing of non-chesed. To prove this, I want to give you a definition of chesed. Chesed is generosity, giving, doing. It is characterized by extending oneself and expecting no recompense, no tit for tat. If so, what would the absence of chesed be? It would be characterized by withdrawal, withholding, apathy, a quid pro quo attitude, and simply failure to act. So the foil for chesed is not rishos, it's not cruelty or violence. It is barely an act at all. And in most cases, it can hardly be detected. But it is the non-act, the road not taken, that has made all the difference. We see that here in Perek Aleph with Arpah. Both of them said, we will return with you to your nation, but ultimately Arpah would kiss her mother-in-law and leave. Verus davka ba. And Rus clung to Naomi. There's no act of cruelty here. Arpah simply does not act. In Perek Beis, we see Boaz extending himself to Rus and to Naomi and acknowledging the chesed that Rus has done. But where is the foil? Well, the foil for Boaz and for Rus is the greater Jewish society and its lack of chesed, specifically embodied by the Na'ar HaNitzav al HaKotzrim, who many Mefarshim see as embodying these very traits that indicate the absence of chesed. He's somewhat judgmental, withholding, mildly or overtly critical of Rus, and disparaging of her as a Na'ar Moaviyah. But the chesed that is on display in this perek is voiced by Naomi upon Rus's return. Naomi says to Rus, when she hears what transpired that day, Baruch hu laHashem, asher lo azav chasto es hachayim ve'es hamesim. Blessed is Boaz to God, for he has not abandoned his chesed with those who have survived, the living, or with the dead. Why? Karov lanu ha'ish, mikoalenu hu. Oh yes, he is quite close to them, and he's about to get closer in the next parak. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.